We're not talking about something as egregious as an employee chatting on a cell phone during your transaction or other clearly rude behavior, but with so much riding on the service in our service economy, it's the little things that make all the difference, according to Virginia Tech business professor Vincent Magnini.
If you want to gain a customer's full attention in your service environment, do a little something to surprise them.
Magnini's new book is called Performance Enhancers, 20 Essential Habits for Service Businesses. He goes around tracking what he calls the small moments of delight that emphasize the serve in service industry.
At a hotel, the hotel manager trained the valet to clean guest windshields when their car is in front of the hotel. And it's just a little thing that the guest did not expect. And it was a script deviation. It was something that they didn't expect, and it surprised them.
Magnini uses the word script intentionally. It's an idea he calls the drama metaphor that began with the Disney properties, where employees need to think of themselves as being part of a cast of performers who don't drop out of character during the customer's experience.
And we see this broken all the time as we're doing our Christmas shopping out at the mall. You see employees, not all, but some, you know, for example, when they're on they're clocked out on their breaks, they think that they can smoke and do whatever in front of customers who can still see them. And this drama metaphor gets broken all the time in a retail environment, as it does in a hotel environment and other types of environments.
He says in the contest to create customer loyalty, there are some words and phrases employees should never use, such as can't, won't, policy, and you will have to.
This verbal communication is, I mean, even on a subconscious level, affects the customer. The old adage in the service sector is you should never ask, if you're an employee, you should never ask, is everything okay? Because number one, okay is a low standard. If someone were to ask me, how are you doing, Vince? And I say, okay, that means that I'm not doing very well. So, and then another problem with asking, is everything okay, is that the customer can answer that with yes or no, and it doesn't create a dialogue or a rapport. So at a bare minimum, the serviced employee should instead ask, how is everything? Because then that creates more of a conversation, perhaps.
It's not only the way you treat customers once you have them. It's also important in this increasingly segmented economy that businesses focus on which customers they want to attract. Magnini explores what's known as the majority fallacy, the incorrect assumption he sometimes sees in his work as a consultant that the largest market segment is automatically the one that every business should go after.
An example that I give in the book is there was a popular music artist, her name is Nora Jones, and I remember when she was winning a lot of her awards back in 2003, 2004, a lot of the younger consumers were illegally downloading music off of the internet, and she was able to be successful in what she did because she appealed to baby boomers, and it was much less likely that baby boomers would download free music on the internet. They would go out and buy CDs, one, because they were not as technologically savvy, and two, they had the money, the wherewithal to go out and buy these things.
50 million of them at last count. And while strategies will vary for each business, there is one common goal: making today's customer a loyal patron for tomorrow. I'm Robbie Harris.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweet. Stay.